We're going to talk some cricket now. A man who's been playing against India but would have been as shocked as all of us to hear the news of Philip Hughes. Ryan Carters, good morning.
Hi, Sats. How's it going?
You all right, mate? How are you feeling?
Yeah, yesterday was a pretty big shock. I think cricketers all around Australia and the world felt sick to hear the news, and we're all very, very worried for Phil and his family.
Ryan, it's tragic, but it's just one of those things. It's just an accident.
Yeah, absolutely. You must feel for Sean Abbott, the bowler who hit Hughesy, because of course you bowl bounces and you try to, create some intimidation on the cricket field, but you certainly never want to hit anyone, especially below the helmet, and to cause such damage. So it's such a sad event.
How about your mindset, Ryan? Does it make you have a double think?
You mean in terms of facing up the bat?
Yeah. You know, when you've got a fearsome fast bowler coming at you, does it make you have a little bit of a double think? Did you give yourself a moment?
Yeah, I must admit, I never actually considered the possibility of being hit in such a bad way before, in such a life-threatening way. I think that we've always, all batsmen have been hit at different times, and it causes a lot of pain, and you know that you can maybe break an elbow or possibly even break a jaw, but to be knocked unconscious and be in such a bad condition is a whole different level. So I think it will definitely be making players think differently about the game, at least for a few moments before we get ourselves together for whatever the next time we face up is.
All right, Ryan, let's get stuck into the two-day game you've just completed. You're a part of the Cricket Australia 11 against the Indians. How did you find them, mate? They seem to perform quite well.
Yeah, I think the Indians put in a pretty strong showing. With the bat, they were particularly impressive yesterday. Most of their kind of top seven batsmen made a pretty good go of it. I thought Kohli batted really well down the middle of the bat most of the time, as you would expect. Pujara at the top of the order was also impressive. And with the ball, I thought they bowled very patient lengths, actually. They didn't come searching for wickets too much. When I was out there against them, they were happy to bowl just outside off stump, just back of a length, and kind of made me come to them. And then I guess they used their spinner Ashwin well as a change-up to that as well, because he's certainly a bowler who's got a good record and can take wickets when they need it.
You'd be happy. 58 off 151, mate. That's a good effort when a fair few blokes were finding it very, very difficult around you.
Yeah, well, I guess I was pleased to make a half century, but as always, you feel that going on with it to make it 100 is what you're really after. So I was a little bit disappointed to get caught down the leg side off Ashwin, but that's the way cricket goes.
Yeah. Tell us about their bowling attack. Obviously, they tend to struggle, mate, when they get overseas. They recently struggled in England, and if Australia start well at the Gabba, they're probably going to be on the back foot again.
Yeah. The Gabba, we all remember last year when the Australians put in such a strong showing against the English. So the Gabba is going to be a very important test, and one that the Aussies will be up for, definitely with a lot of energy and a lot of pace and bounce. But at the same time, I think the Indians have the ability to do that a little bit as well. They've got Veer and Aaron who can bowl quite quickly, and then two players that were rested from the last game, Yadav and Ishant Sharma, can also bowl quick pace and bounce. So it'll be interesting to see whether they go with their three quickest bowlers or whether they stick with someone who swings it a little bit more.
This Aaron, mate, how quick is he? I heard he's about 150K, but that's very fast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. You can't exactly tell when you're facing up against it. But certainly, we played at Glenelg Oval, which had a lot of pace and bounce in it. And there were certainly some bouncers coming through at pretty good pace and hitting the keeper gloves nice and high and hard above the head. So, yeah, he's definitely got some pace about it. And whether or not that kind of is even taken to another level of the Gabba, if he does play, will be interesting to watch.
And the other bloke to make some runs down there, mate, was Harry Neilson. And, of course, we all know that he's the son of former national coach Tim Neilson.
Yeah, that's right. Harry got a late call-up for the game due to Seb Gotch, our keeper, being really sick the night before. So Harry just got the call the morning of the game, and he was expecting to go to work and work on rolling the pitch at his local oval. So I think he was... he definitely had a big smile on his face to get the call up and played against India instead. He ended up making 40 not out in quick time, and he kept really well too. So
that's a good
effort. Hasn't done himself any harm with the selectors. Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah, and what are your goals for this season, Ryan?
I'm just hoping to play as well as possible for New South Wales in the Shield. Back up our effort last year in winning that championship, and hopefully have a great year in the Big Bash with the Sydney Sixers. I've just signed with them, so I'm looking forward to my first year at that team.
And will you keep, mate, much?
More than likely not in the Shield, because obviously our captain, or the guy who does most of our captaining, Peter Neville, is such a great keeper.
Yep.
But in the Big Bash, I hope to be keeping most of the time, yeah.
Good stuff, mate. Well done on the 58, and thanks for filling us in on what the Indians are looking like at this stage. Have a great season, Ryan.
No problem. Thank you.